Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 news anchor Barbara Gibbs.
Marvel Avengers, The Case of the Missing Flurkin. It was a beautiful day in Lower Manhattan. Carol Danvers was enjoying her usual morning routine. She grabbed the newspaper, flipped to the funny pages, poured herself a bowl of cereal, and reached over to pat Chewie's head. But Chewie wasn't there. Chewie is Carol's pet Flurkin and looks just like a cat. "Chewie," Carol called, "breakfast time." But Chewie was nowhere to be found. Is she hiding, Carol thought? Maybe she fell asleep between the couch cushions. After searching her apartment, Carol began to worry. Maybe Chewie got out. Carol felt worried. Where could Chewie have gone? Did someone take her? Suddenly, she noticed the file on the table. Moonstone. Her old arch nemesis had recently popped back up and always had it out for Carol. In fact, Moonstone had disguised herself as Carol before, so maybe she tricked Chewie into leaving with her. Carol changed into her Captain Marvel suit and prepared to go look for Moonstone. But more eyes were always helpful on a search. Let's see who might be available, she said to herself. Captain Marvel decided to call her pal James Rhodey Rhodes, otherwise known as War Machine. It seemed like forever since she last saw him, and they were due for a catch-up. She rocketed off to Avengers Tower, where War Machine was working. Even though she was on an important mission, she enjoyed the flight over to headquarters. Rhodey was in a super boring meeting when Captain Marvel flew up to the top floor window to get his attention. "I need your help on a mission to rescue Chewie," she told him. "You sure she's not, you know, in your sweater drawer or something?" Rhodey asked. Captain Marvel shook her head. Moonstone had stolen Chewie. She was sure of it. Rhodey agreed to help, and they set off to solve the case of the missing Flurkin. Carol knew that Moonstone would make it hard for her to find Chewie. Moonstone wouldn't just hide anywhere, even if she was still on Earth. War Machine looked around the top of Mount Everest while Captain Marvel searched the bottom of the ocean. They met up again in the Sahara, but neither of them found Chewie. "Maybe she's not on Earth after all," Captain Marvel said. "Space is big," War Machine commented, but Captain Marvel wasn't worried. "I have lots of friends," she said. The two heroes traveled to a bunch of different star systems and asked everyone if they had seen Chewie, but nobody knew anything about Moonstone kidnapping a cat, or Flurkin, and nobody knew where Moonstone could be hiding. Captain Marvel even asked the Guardians of the Galaxy, "I'll tell you everything I know if you can beat me at ping pong," Rocket said, and Captain Marvel won. "Okay, spill, Rocket," Captain Marvel demanded. She was getting anxious to find Chewie. "Ha! I don't know nothing," Rocket confessed. "I don't even like Flurkins. You think I would have helped find one?" Captain Marvel couldn't believe it. She was back to square one. Finally, Captain Marvel noticed a cluster of black holes in a relatively empty quadrant of the Milky Way galaxy. "Those weren't there before," she exclaimed. "The only person I know who can create black holes like that is Moonstone." "What are we waiting for?" Rhodey said. Rhodey used his navigational skills to pilot them to Moonstone's lair, hidden on an asteroid between the black holes. The heroes burst in and confronted Moonstone. "Where's my cat? I mean Flurkin," Captain Marvel yelled. Moonstone leaped up and immediately lobbed a laser beam at her old enemy. Rhodey managed to block that laser beam, but Captain Marvel was ready. She gathered her own energy and hurled it at Moonstone. Moonstone dodged the first hit, but soon Captain Marvel and Moonstone were each sending zaps of energy across the lair until finally two of the blasts met. Boom! The two blasts of energy burst against each other and exploded, knocking everyone back. "Why are you even here?" Moonstone yelled. Captain Marvel showed her the picture of her pet. "You stole Chewie, and I want her back." Moonstone shook her head. "I didn't take Chewie. I'm lying low and trying to stay out of trouble." "Chewie's not here," Rhodey said. "Let's head back to New York." Captain Marvel was embarrassed and sad. She really missed Chewie and had been sure she would find her with Moonstone. If she wasn't there, where on earth could Chewie be? Captain Marvel and Rhodey flew back to Carol's apartment in New York. Did you check the sweater drawer? Rhodey asked. Come on, Rhodey. I looked everywhere. Chewie isn't here. Just check one more time, Rhodey suggested. Chewie! Carol exclaimed. You were right, Rhodey. Guess she was here the whole time. Sure enough, Chewie was snuggled up in Carol's fuzziest sweater, perfectly content after a nice warm nap.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.